Some people might remember Mick Metcalf, the Leth or Rag and Bone Man. He was an ancestor of mine. His wife was my great-grandmother's cousin. I'm told that he was a bit of a character. Mick had a wooden leg. I was told that he'd lost his leg in the Boer War, but now know that he wasn't old enough. But if someone was trying to find his birth, they wouldn't find him under the name Mick. He was born on the 17th of July, 1889, at 28 Bilton Street, Lairthorpe, and christened Ernest at St Cuthbert's Church. He was a son of John and Sarah Jane Pickering. He was one of 14 children. Unfortunately, two of the children died in childhood. Mick kept his pony, cart and prized pied rabbits in the yard behind the Lavericks' house on the corner of Lairthorpe and Duke of York Street. I think this was because his sister Mary Jane had married Walter, known as Matthew Laverick. Mick's mum died at the age of 58 in 1901. On the 1911 census, Mick was living with his father and Fred and John Thomas Laverick at 12 and a half Redden Street, Lairthorpe. Mick was a chocolate maker at that time, and his father was a bricklayer's labourer. The Laverick children were the sons of Walter, or Matthew Laverick, and Mary Jane. They had four other children at home by 1911. Their eldest daughter was already married. They were living near the gasometers on the other side of Lairthorpe. With thanks to David Poole, I now know a bit about Mick's war service. He enlisted on the 28th of February 1916 in the 2nd Battalion of the Durham Light Infantry and served overseas. He was discharged on the 6th of May 1919 at the age of 29. His medal card says he was no longer physically fit for war service. Paragraph 392.16. He won a silver war badge. These were issued to service personnel who had been honourably discharged due to wounds or sickness during World War I. He also won the Victory and British medals. After his pony died, Mick pushed the barrow around the streets despite the peg leg, and the barrow had cast iron wheels. On the 1939 register and until his death in 1955, Mick was known as a general dealer. Seaburn Rowntree, with his Quaker beliefs, is well known for helping the poor. Following investigations in York in 1899, looking at social and economic conditions, Seaburn published in 1901 Poverty, a Study of Town Life. He later advised Lloyd George on old age pensions and national insurance. In 1935, Seaburn repeated his investigations find out if living conditions had improved for working class families. His Poverty and Progress book was published in 1941. I'm lucky to have a copy of the 1946 reprint. In this book, Rowntree included rag collectors working for themselves in his group of families being in poverty due to inadequate earnings. Other groups in this category included window cleaners, tailors, chimney sweeps, and small shopkeepers. The shops included using a sitting room as a shop up to a moderately well-stocked shop selling bread, confectionery or fruit and veg. Rowntree noted that some of these shops had lost much of their trade due to slum clearance or competition from chain stores. The average wage of this category of people was 43 shillings a week. Median rent was 9 shillings tuppence. Other outgoings included food, clothing, fuel, light, household and personal sundries. Seaburn noted that an income necessary to enable a man, wife and three dependent children to live was 53 shillings a week. My Uncle David remembers being given a present of cinders for a fire from Mick one Christmas. Mick had got married on the 13th of January 1943 to Ginny Nee Craven. She had been married before to John Sanderson, but they had separated and Ginny and Mick were living together. John Sanderson died in 1942. Ginny was also not her christened name. She She was christened Hannah Mary, but was known as Jenny, Ginny or Gin. The first 10 years of her life, she lived at 14 Bilton Street. Her parents were Joe Craven and Alice Elizabeth Hoolgate. When they married in 1891, they were living in a terraced house on Bootham Square, just outside where Radio York is now. Mick and Ginny lived at 31 Hallfield Road, Lathorpe. My mum's cousin Joan, as a child, took a liking to a plate on the wall made from china pieces. The house was one of five or so at right angles to the road, the access being up two or three steps. The houses had communal toilets and probably a communal washing shed. Sometime after Mick died in 1955, Ginny moved to Sutton Way, near St Joseph's Church. My mum used to go there for a cuppa on evenings when she'd taken me to St John's Ambulance Clifton Cadets, which was held at a nearby school. Ginny died on the 28th of February 1980. Mick had worked with Sam Barker. I don't know anything about Sam. Looking at a family history website, it is possible that he was Samuel Barker, born York 1910, the son of Smith Thompson Barker and Mary Elizabeth Boston. He married Elizabeth Benson in 1932. If people have some information on him, I can be contacted via Twitter at SueGough8. Thank you.